It's time now for a special report from the Farm Bureau Convention in Chicago this past weekend. For this report, we'll join Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County, who had a chance to catch up with a few members of the Farm Bureau from Bond and Fayette counties.
I'm Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County Farm Bureau, bringing you a report from the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago. We have a chance to catch up with some folks from Fayette County. First off, we're going to be visiting with Lance Buzzard. Lance, you serve on the board, you're a young leader, you're a farmer, do a little bit of everything. So just tell us a little bit about your operation, where you're from, and your experience with Farm Bureau.
So from Brownstown, Illinois, I farm with my dad. We farm just a smaller grain farm, about 3,500 acres. And I've been farming with him since I've been out of college, about 10 years. I've been on Young Leaders for four years. And I just got on the county board, I guess it'd be a year in January. I've been serving on the board.
Is this your first IA annual meeting, or have you been to Chicago before?
This is my third meeting that I've attended. We've accepted three Young Leader Awards. I'm prepared to accept those, and now I'm on the board, so I'm serving as a delegate out on the floor, voting delegate out on the floor, just trying to serve and better Illinois Farm Bureau.
Yes, sounds like you have plenty to keep you busy while you're up here. Let's talk a little bit more about those Young Leader Awards. We just wrapped up the ceremony. As we're talking now, it's Sunday morning, probably going to be a little bit later when folks hear this on the radio. But what was the committee awarded for?
We were awarded the Harvest for All Award for our food pantries that we hold. We hold four food pantries throughout the year. And we serve a lot of food. Over 3,000 people have attended that we have served food to. And not only the Harvest for All, but we do have other activities going on. We do a golf scramble. We raise money. Most all that money goes to a Shop for a Cop program. We donate money for that. The kids can... they go out and they buy to Walmart, they go shopping with a cop, and they can get, buy the unfortunate, you know, presents for Christmas so they can have a good Christmas. We do just other little things. We hold a trap shoot and, you know, just raise money and a few other little things.
Sounds great. We've got a couple other folks to talk to, so I'll let you off the hook. That was Lance Buzzard, a Fayette County Young Leader and board member. Going to visit now with past president and now IA District Director, Ken Kripe. Ken, how are you doing today?
Good, Katie. Thank you very much for being here and interviewing us. And this is awesome. I was county president for 16 years and was fortunate enough a year ago today to be voted in on the IA board, which has really changed my life because we're gone a lot, but it's all well worth it. I mean, I've been to Washington, D.C., I've been to Springfield, of course, a couple times, and met a lot of interesting people. Your life changes when you go on the board, and it's all good, though.
Well, that's great. I would, you know, you're only a year in, so you're still learning a lot of things. What's been the best experience so far? What have you enjoyed the most so far since going on the State Board of Directors?
Well, there's a lot of things. I can't just pick one thing out, but, you know, it's been quite a while since I've been to State Capitol in Springfield. And it's very interesting to go back and go meet with all our politicians, legislators, and be able to talk to them one-on-one. And then I guess the next best thing was going to Washington, D.C. and actually getting to talk to them all one-on-one. And you felt like they were actually listening to you. You know, with the way the farm's going, especially this year, it was just, you know, we hadn't even planted some of our crops yet when we went out there in June. It was kind of like, you know, I've been farming 40-plus years, and I've never experienced this.
Yeah.
And I've experienced quite a bit, which... you know, just because of the time.
Yeah.
But really, it and like I said, they did pay attention to us. I thought, well, they'll run us in, run us out, and don't care. But I think they cared this year.
I know that can be kind of intimidating for farmers to talk to a legislator, especially if you've not done it before. So what would you say to those farmers listening that maybe would like to get more involved but aren't sure what the first step is, or any advice for them?
We do. In Illinois Farm Bureau, we got a program that's the FB Act, and you can do it on your phone. But when something comes up big, I mean, with chemicals, crop insurance, there's a whole list of things. But when it comes up and they send out for an FB Act to request to send to your legislator, whatever, do that, because they want to hear from us. If they don't hear from us, believe me, they're hearing from 1,000 other people that's totally against us. So if you do not speak out, guess what we get? Nothing. And we're down to less than 2% now in the population. So I strongly encourage you to talk to your legislators. They're humans just like us, and I'll guarantee you that they will listen. Well, maybe I shouldn't say I'll guarantee you. They should listen. You do vote them in. So, and you know, you can vote them out too. But, yeah, no, talk to them. They need to know.
All right. Good words of advice from IAA District 14 Director Ken Kripe. Ken, thanks for visiting with us. We're now going to visit with your manager of Fayette County, Katie Kao. You not only manage Fayette, but also Bond, and you are new to those counties. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how things are going.
Sure. Yeah, I am new to the counties. I'm originally from Bond County, but I manage both Fayette and Bond. I'm from a little bitty town of Mulberry Grove. So I've been back in these counties for about a year, so new back to the counties, not new to Farm Bureau by any means. I've been with the organization for almost 5 years. So it's good to be back home. It's good to work with people that I grew up around. It's been really fun this past year to get to know not only my directors in Bond County, which is where I grew up, but now Fayette, which is a great group of people too.
Tell us a little bit about your Farm Bureau experience. So I know you're not new. You were managing a county before you got to come back home, which is really exciting. But just tell us about the years of experience as a manager.
Sure, definitely. I got involved with Farm Bureau really the end of my college career. I was involved at the Collegiate Farm Bureau level at SAU Carbondale, so that really got me involved in Farm Bureau and knowing what they do, what their values are, who they are, and what the organization stands for. So that got me involved, and then ultimately I wanted to work for them when I graduated college. So I got a job as a trainee, was on the training program for about 6 weeks before I was hired in Randolph County, Illinois, which is Sparta, which is where that office was. And I've been down there for 3.5 years or so, and then last year this time, the middle of November, I got to come up here to home, basically.
Awesome. Sounds like a great experience. So we're in Chicago for IA annual meeting. Do you have a big group between the two counties? Talk to us a little bit about who's up here with you and maybe what your favorite part of the IA annual convention is.
Sure, definitely. I do have a big group between the two. You can count 31 heads coming up here. So it's quite a group to get up here, and we got all up here safely yesterday, so that was great. We've got several from Bond County, about 21, and you know, then about 9 from Bond. So we've got several people up here, and I've got several good representation leadership that's up here, and it's really great. So, but my favorite part of annual meeting, well, there's a couple. Of course, it's decorated in Christmas, so it gets me in the Christmas spirit. But then also getting to see people from across the state, not only my own people and getting to know them personally, but I've been in Farm Bureau for a few years now, so getting to know and getting to see those people that I've become friends with, and then making new friends. You know, the networking is just ideal in Farm Bureau.
Lots of great things to experience in Farm Bureau at the annual meeting. Katie, thanks for your time. We've been visiting with Katie Kao, County Farm Bureau Manager for Fayette and Bond Counties. Before her was Ken Kripe, District 14 IA Director, and Lance Buzzard, Fayette County Young Leader and Board Member from the IA annual meeting in Chicago. I'm Katie Wilson.
Thanks again, Katie, for that special report. And, of course, we wouldn't be able to provide these special reports for you if it wasn't for our sponsors of this year's Farm Bureau Convention, which include Creekstone Kettleworks, Gourmet Popcorn, and Raymond, the Bond Fayette County Farm Bureau, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, the Greene County Farm Bureau, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and the Jersey County Farm Bureau. And again, we'll have a third and final report from the Farm Bureau Convention in Chicago at about 2:45 this afternoon on WSMI-FM 106.